Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Listening to Following On, and after the third test match between India and England lasted less than 2 days, it gives us an opportunity to bring you an interview we did during the dinner interval on day one of the third test. The former England fast bowler Steve Harmison sitting down with his former Durham teammate Ben Stokes to discuss how he's changed as a player over the years, his experience of captaining England in test cricket, and which young player he thinks can surpass Joe Root's records in the game. Don't forget, TalkSport 2 will be bringing you live and exclusive commentary of the fourth test between India and England from Ahmedabad, and it all gets underway on Thursday. But for now, let's bring you the Following On podcast as Steve Harmison sits down with Ben Stokes.
Here is Petlakwaya once again. Ball Stokes, massive, huge. Oh, that's gone out of the ground.
Tossing it up, down the wicket he comes. That's gone all the way for six. That is a very good shot by Ben Stokes.
Bowled in. Oh, Ben Stokes has done it.
Two slips and a leg slip in place. It's edged.
Oh, what a catch, Ben Stokes.
What a catch. Ben, thanks for joining us on TalkSport 2. Like, first of all, how is Ahmedabad? What stadium that is, by the way. How is things over there?
Yeah, it was nice to sort of have a change of venue after being in Chennai for a decent amount of time. You know, with the way that the world is at the moment, spending every day pretty much doing the same thing, it's quite nice to get to a new venue, get to a new place in India. And as you said, the stadium's, it's pretty daunting when you walk out there for the first time and see the size of the place. It's incredible.
And there was a lot made, I think a lot of it was blown out of all proportion, but there was a lot made of rotation, toss, pitch. Is this the sign of the times, that everybody and their granny's got an opinion when you lose now? And what did you make of that stuff? Because I'm sure you, as much as you say you push away from it, I'm sure you do have to take it in and see what's going on in the world.
Yeah, I mean, look, everyone has got an opinion, you're right there. People are maybe looking at it only from, you know, one angle, whereas how we're looking at it is from a wider, picture and going forward. And, you know, there's been people who are resting, who have gone home. And these days, it's not all about, you know, physical well-being. It's a lot with mental well-being, with how the structure is run for us to be able to play. You know, being in bubbles, being locked away almost, being confined to hotel rooms and cricket grounds while we're away. There's more than just the physical aspect that we've got to look after with people. You know, it's the mental side of it as well. And looking long-term, if giving people rest at certain periods, if we feel that's going to benefit them long-term and we're going to get more cricket out of them over the next 2 to 3 years, then there's no complaints by anyone in this team. It is very, very tough doing what we do at the moment. Being away from home for such long periods of time and being stuck in hotels and being stuck at cricket grounds literally is the only thing we're allowed to do out here. It's tough. And when you haven't lived it, you don't quite understand, you know, what it can do to people. You know, people handle it differently. And we're in the day and age now where people find it easier to open up on the mental side. You know, it's not seen as a weakness as it probably was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And you know, I think we will see the benefits of allowing people to have rest, allowing people to go back home, halfway through a series. And as long as everyone's feeling okay with that, as we are in this team, that's all that matters. So everyone's going to have an opinion, which is fine, but it is what it is.
And we'll talk about you, Ben Stokes. Compare Ben Stokes from, shall we say, 2016, when you were last in India, to the Ben Stokes of 2021. When you were last in India, compared to what you are now, what sort of character do you think you have evolved in over that time?
I would say massive differences. I know what I need in preparation. I know what I need to get out of my trainings, and I know what works for me. I know what I need to do leading up into a test match to make sure that I've done everything that I feel comfortable with going into a game. 4 or 5 years ago, it was just sort of train and training and train. I'm not saying I didn't have any sort of process to my training, but I think now, with the more experience and the more time I've spent, in the team and trying to get my and understand my game, I think I'm just more aware of what I need and what I need to do to get the best out of myself. But that just comes with maturity, comes with age, and comes with experience.
I spoke to Joe Root on the eve of his 100th Test match, and he talked about playing 100 Test matches and trying to break Cookie's record, which is probably 4 or 5 years away if he plays for that long. Where do you see you are at this moment in time in your career? Do you feel as though you've hit your peak? Because that was a question I asked Joe. If you have got sort of 4 or 5 years left in you, where's Ben Stokes? Do you think Ben Stokes is at his peak? Or do you think he's still to get there yet?
I wouldn't say I necessarily think of hitting a peak. I just think of always trying to get better, really. No one's ever the finished article, I don't think. There's always room for improvements with every player. I look at how you look at someone like Ruti, who's, one of the best players in the world and, he is England's greatest batsman.
Ashwin in once again. Root's coming down the pitch. He's going over mid-on. Has he cleared it? Yes, he has!
Double!
Joe Root, double 100!
But he's still looking at how he can improve himself as a player, as a captain. And it's amazing to watch someone with his skill do that. And even me as a senior player in the team, I look up to that, how he's always looking to evolve his game, how he's looking to get better. So that's what I just always try and do, just, always try and evolve and always trying to work things out to help him become a better player.
And you say that, how you work things out to become a better player. How do you feel as though you have changed as the 17-year-old that came into the Durham dressing room at 2008-09 time to sort of where you are now? Is it more mentally, or is it, you have had to change your game as the international cricket has come?
Yeah, I think I got rid of the "this is how I play" excuse.
Yeah.
Massively. Because, me personally, once I realised, that's just an excuse for when failures happen, I'm never going to learn from it. So once I got rid of that and had more of an understanding of game situations about, when I need to change the way that I play, in terms of that being, a little bit more defensive, because in the long term, that's going to be better for the team, which will then, if I stay in longer here and get through the tough bits, then I'm able to sort of go up into fourth, fifth gear, and just having more of an understanding about where the game is at the moment and how I need to play in certain situations.
In that excuse, the what you've just mentioned there, if I asked you which is your three probably best experiences on a cricket field, would any of that come into your mindset?
Well, I think the three best experiences I've had is obviously the World Cup and that Ashes game at Headingley.
And it's hit away for four! England have won this match in the most extraordinary circumstances. They were all out for 67 in their first innings, and they've been dragged there by Ben Stokes, 135 not out. For Ian Botham in 1981, Reid, Ben Stokes, 2019. We've had another miracle at Headingley.
And then the third would be the day that we won the Ashes at Trent Bridge.
Bowled in, dragged on.
Would the man with the final wicket, 599 days after handing the urn over to Australia, Cook has his redemption.
The difference between, you know, those three, well, I'm going to say that the World Cup and the Ashes, you know, that obviously happened in the same year. But comparing those two to 2015 when we won, you know, I was probably still in that sort of, still had that, oh, this is how I play mindset. Which, you know, on every now and again would work and pay off and, you know, do some decent things. But they probably wouldn't be as consistent. Well, they weren't as consistent as, you know, they are now. You know, I expect a lot more of myself these days compared to back then.
And you mentioned winning the Ashes, and I did say to this to Joe last week, would winning the Ashes abroad, you know, talk about the rest and rotation, you're trying to get in a position to be the best team you possibly can be in the next year, have everybody fit and firing. You've won the World Cup, won the Ashes at home. What would it mean, Ben Stokes, to win the Ashes abroad?
Yeah, I think as a cricketer, you know, you look at if you can retire and you've won a ICC event, you've won the Ashes at home, you've won the Ashes away. And this tour for me as well is one of those, you know, being in India, it'd be amazing to be able to say when I've retired that, you know, I've been able to accomplish all those things. So still need to tick off another two, which is Australia and India here. We've got a great chance to do that, you know, over the next couple of weeks. But going back to that rest and rotation thing we've got going on at the moment, you know, the squad of players that we've got here at the moment, you know, wouldn't be surprised if this is the group that we will be taking to Australia. If we can get test matches and experience under everybody here leading up to Australia, then that's a massive bonus for us that we've got guys, you know, with 5-6 test matches under the belts. So then we're not, you know, not throwing guys into the deep end. But if they do get the chance in Australia where it's very hard to play cricket, they've got experience to lean back on. You know, it's all about planning for the future and what we've got coming up ahead. So, yeah.
To touch on that, I did a thing during the week for Stephen Parry with Ashley Giles and Andrew Strauss. And I actually said that in all my lifetime, I don't think England have had a better group of players from consistent performance-wise than what England have got now. What do you feel on that? I know there's, you know, the potential bigger stars played at different times in different eras, but the actual pool of players that the selection panel have got to pick from, is that what's going to get you beyond the Ashes and feel as though you can win all them things you're talking about?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's what we've got in front of us at the moment with this group of players is potential. You know, you look at some of the guys we've got coming through and you go, geez, if these guys play for 4 or 5 years now, where are these people going to be? You know, I'm just going to use one player as an example, Ollie Pope.
Nokia is in to Pope. It's a leg stump half volley. He's whipped it. Down the wicket. Rabada has given up the chase. That is a wonderful stroke to complete a wonderful maiden century. Ollie Pope looks to the heavens. I think he should take a bow. That is quite superb. Have we just seen the future of England middle order batting?
For me, if there's going to be someone to take over Joe Root's records that he sets, Popey, I just see him train, see him play, see the way that he goes about the game. The more games he gets under his belt, the better he's going to get. The more he gets exposed to different situations at such a young age, it's only going to do him the world of good. And we've got a lot of people in that situation, a lot of players in that situation. You know, another, like, you know, Zach Crawley's came into the team, played that amazing innings down in Southampton at the end of last summer. So that for him is a progression where he knows that he can succeed at this level. And on the bowling front, you know, we've got backup now. Jimmy and Brodie are sort of heading towards that end of their career and sort of about filling, it's about filling that void when those two eventually go, even though they look like they're nowhere near done because they're just getting better and better. But there is going to be a time when we don't have Stuart Broad and James Anderson again. But the seam bowling unit that we've got in England at the moment has got so much potential, and it's about playing them and giving them an opportunity and seeing where they are in 5-6 years' time, because it's a very exciting time to be an England cricketer at the moment.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states.
UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And in the summer, Joe had a game off. We potentially could see again in this summer where Joe might have to have a break. Ben Stokes, the captain. We've seen Ben Stokes, the captain. First of all, how did you enjoy that? And what lessons did you learn when you finished the stint to think, you know what, I fancy doing this in the future?
I really enjoyed it. Shame that, you know, I can't say I've got a great record, none from one. But
victory for the West Indies, a most significant win for Jason Holder and his team.
I'll say this with a pinch of salt. One lesson I did learn is it's incredibly hard to speak to people when you're giving them news that they don't want to hear.
Yeah,
and it's something that I think you only get better at by doing more. But it was one thing that I've always said, if I'm ever in that situation where I make a call, that I'm never going to pass, you know, that call on to somebody else to do, you know, make a decision and, you know, be a man enough to tell that person to the face that this is what's happening. Because, yeah, that one thing that would never sit well with me. And it was a very tough decision in not playing Stuart that test match. And obviously there was a bit of... there was a bit of media around it.
I'm not a particularly emotional person, but I've found the last couple of days quite tough. So I'm disappointed would be an understatement. You know, you get disappointed if you drop your phone and break your screen. I've been frustrated, angry, gutted.
I actually really thought his response to it and what he said really showed how much Stuart cares playing for England. And it just proves that he still wants to deliver for England, that, you know, he showed emotion like that. And I was actually happy that he did it. You know, some people might find that weird that, you know, he came out and said those things. But if he said it, if he was like, nah, I'm fine, it's all right, it is what it is, you know, he'd probably be a bit disappointed. But the fact that someone like Stuart, who's achieved what he's achieved, still feels so passionate about playing for England, it was a great sign. But one thing that, yeah, I didn't enjoy was telling people, you know, who are more than just a colleague of, that they're missing out this week.
Is that the reason why you've got so much respect for the likes of Joe and Owen Morgan and leaders that you've played for in the past because of that side of the game?
Yeah, I think so. And it's better than, you know, just getting straight to the point's better than beating around the bush, isn't it? You know, there's no easy way to be, you know, I've been told that I'm not being picked. I've been told that I've not been selected before, and it's never easy to hear. But I'd rather just hear it straight away as opposed to a, how you doing, mate? How's things back home? Or listen, by the way, you know, just tell me straight up. So, that's how I've always been. I think that's probably why I would rather tell someone as opposed to letting someone else do it for me.
And if you got to do the captaincy, what sort of parts of Joe and Owen, two captains you've played for in the past, would you take forward? And obviously you're going to be your own man, but what have you learnt from people like that?
I think it's just, you know, staying as, you know, relaxed and as composed as you possibly can. I think the way that Morgs does, I think what really shines through with Morgs and his captaincy is when we're under pressure as a team, and when somebody's under pressure as a bowler especially, how he handles that. You might not notice, but if there's a bowler under pressure in an over, he doesn't give the ball to the bowler. He keeps the ball in his hands.
Yeah. Vaughan used to do
So they don't really have the they don't have the opportunity to just get the ball and run in and bowl, which, you know, doesn't really, it probably doesn't resonate with people back home and don't understand it. But even just doing that, it sort of takes time out of the game and lets Morgs chat to them, lets him sort of calm him down a bit. And with Joe, he's just Joe, how he is, you know, he's pretty like, all right, lad, what are you going to do here then? So, but as you're, I am my own man, and we all have our individual traits. And you know, mine is, you know, I tried to sort of, when I had the bat or the ball in my hand, I tried not to think, right, I'm too much of a captain side here. It was, right, I'm a batter and I'm a bowler in this moment, and not on the ball myself. I remember Josh telling me a few times down at Southampton, like, you know, you need to. Probably need to ball yourself a bit more here.
A century to remember from one of the greatest contemporary cricketers. Ben Stokes, 103 from 59 balls. Oh, he's taken his time at the IPL, but when he has delivered.
We'll finish up with the IPL. What have you learned from being in the IPL? Because there's a lot talked about, you know, the good and the great at all in one place. But for the last 4 or 5 years, what's Ben Stokes getting and how was he getting better throughout that period?
It's a weird one, like the IPL. I mean, obviously, it's a great experience and it adds so much knowledge to our games, especially with the white ball. And not only that, it just it gives you big moments, a big game experience, because every game is an event out there. And, you know, I can't speak highly enough of being in a pressure situation in an IPL game, because you're never going to be exposed to more pressure with thousands of Indians watching. You're playing against the best players in the world and you've got billions of people watching you. You know that when you're out there in the middle, and you just sort of come accustomed to that over that 6-7 week period of playing out in the IPL. And then, you know, when you come to be representing your country, you've got that experience to lean back on, that you've sort of, you've been in that situation before out in India where, you know, the, not saying the expectations are higher, but you've got massive expectations on your shoulders as an overseas player. And I think for me, that's probably, you know, one of the biggest things that I learn every time is that every event is every occasion is a huge event in the IPL. And if you can get through it and you can sort of overcome the stresses and not fear of failure, but yeah, I'd say overcome the stresses of being in that situation, then, you know, it's going to stand you in good stead for, you know, all the cricket you play down the line.
And being at Rajasthan with the likes of Jofra and Joss, how important is that to have familiar faces around you?
Yeah, well, I think the great thing about the IPL is that you create relationships with people from all over the world. But having that connection with guys that you've played international cricket with for such a long time now in that same team as you, it is obviously, you know, reassuring knowing that you've got people who you're familiar with around you. And I know that when Jofra first joined in the England team, obviously me and Joss, we did an IPL year with him beforehand. And he has said that spending time with the two of us before he came into the England team, it did make him feel a bit easier coming in because he knew two of us. Yeah. So there's, again, you know, there's another benefit of the IPL is, you know, building bridges with other people that you're eventually, well, that you will probably end up playing with down the line.
Ben, that's been brilliant. I really appreciate your time. From me and from all of TalkSport, we wish you well in these last two test matches. You know, there's a lot being said and everything that goes, but I think you've got a great chance of not only getting a victory, but creating some history out in India.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Appreciate it. Enjoyed it.
You've been listening to Following On and a conversation between two former teammates, the former England bowler Steve Harmison with the England all-rounder Ben Stokes, to look back on some of the highlights of Ben's career and look ahead to what's next for the Durham and England man. If you missed any of the show, you can listen back to the podcast and the Following On feed, available via the free TalkSport app. And don't forget, TalkSport 2 is the place to be. On Thursday morning, we will be bringing you live and exclusive commentary of the fourth test between India and England from Ahmedabad. all getting underway on Thursday. Coverage beginning at 3:45. So join us then, and thanks for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.